One's like the bad boy with a secret, which mm-hmm. makes him behave horribly, but like in a hot way. Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name's Nicole.
And I'm Rhoda, and together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip. It is our final episode of the season. So be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion, where we talk about favorite romance tropes, iconic love triangles, and how to get your ass out of bed in the morning.
We'll be back just after this.
Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win, since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I talk to the telepath?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hello?
Bruce? Hi, it's Jane. I need to talk to you.
Go home.
I can keep this up all day.
Jane, what the hell? Stop.
Please, I need to talk to you.
You shouldn't even be here.
I know. Of course I know that, but I am here, and I bought you an oat latte. If you'd please just let me...
Hey, can you two shut up?
Sorry.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Episode 8.
Hey.
Hey. Are you okay? You seem really out of breath.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just give me a sec. All right, I just got out of the hospital a couple days ago.
Oh my God.
I really am fine. I'm on the mend, seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to talk about it.
So are you gonna just do that weird thing you do to make me forget things?
I guess I find overpriced caffeinated beverages to be more powerful than that thing. Here, the one on the left is yours. Unless you want a cappuccino. I mean, honestly, have both.
The latte is good, thanks.
Yeah, I want so badly to tell him to take the lid off and blow on it like a normal person, but I'm so reluctant to command him to do anything right now that I just watch him like an asshole as he burns his lip.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you okay?
I'll be fine. Here, let's come in. So, why are you even here right now?
Listen. What I did was just completely inexcusable. I don't expect you to forgive me. I mean, I barely forgive myself, but I don't want to make this about me. It's about you
mm-hmm.
and how I wronged you, and it wasn't cool, and you mm-hmm. didn't deserve it.
Right. Are we just gonna skip the part where you have these, like, abilities?
Yeah. I mean, if that's okay with you. It's really less interesting than you'd think it is.
Jane, I felt like I was not in control of myself. So you're gonna start from the beginning.
Okay, you're right, fine. And so I tell him everything. how I got the powers, how I tested them out, how I met the group. Then I walk him through every command on every date we'd been on.
And the pretty Asian girl?
Leah.
Sure, Leah. The one you were kissing the other night, she knew about your powers this whole time?
Yeah.
And did you ever use them on her?
No.
Right. So why did you use them on me?
You'd never have given me a chance after that thing I did with your roommate, Jeremy. Is he here, by the way?
Jeremy? No. Jeremy's taken up improv.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind. Look, I really liked you, but things kept happening, and I needed you to give me a chance so you'd see that.
Things kept happening? Like you sleeping with my roommate?
Well, no. Not just that. The conversations kept getting awkward, so I'd, restart them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand the fundamental disconnect between liking someone and manipulating them, right? Do you?
Sure, but I...
Jane, what I'm trying to say is you did not like me.
What? Don't tell me how I felt. I liked you a lot. You're cute and you work at a shelter. You like the sound of music.
Right. Uh-huh. Go on.
I really wanted it to work.
Yeah, but it wasn't working. It wasn't working. So why even use this power to string me along? Just end it. I'm dating people in New York City. I am fine with rejection.
I'm not. It wasn't just that I wanted to like you. I wanted someone like you to like me. I realized that it was selfish. Please believe that I never meant to hurt you, so I wanted you to know I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you have said what you needed to, and I am done with my latte, so I think this is goodbye.
You look good, Bruce. Better. I was worried the commands were doing something to you, or...
Yeah.
So I'll see you around?
I sincerely hope not.
Oh.
But good luck working through all your stuff. I do mean that.
Right, thanks.
And careful on the stairs. They're cracked.
Okay. I can't actually bring myself to step inside the power hour, so I settle for lingering like a weirdo in the entrance.
Okay, yes, I did predict the Nets were gonna win, but I didn't, bet money on it or anything.
Swear to God, your ability to scream yourself hoarse at a game where you know the outcome. It's like crying over a rewatch of the Titanic.
Yeah, literally my Friday night plans.
I'm with you, girl.
I just thought it'd be a better date if we went to a game they were going to win.
You could have told me, though. I was very nervous when they went into overtime.
Okay, it's me.
There she is. I find myself distracted by her hands, remembering them on my body.
Well, Deirdre helped me sneak over to Barrow Street with a pair of weed whackers at midnight and trim the vine. So, I guess I replaced magic use with casual vandalism.
Oh, is it vandalism if you're helping the building? I feel like that'd be un-vandalism or something.
Well, it was Jane's suggestion, so I suppose I have her to thank. Thanks, Jane. We can, see you.
Oh, goddamn it.
Your cane is poking out of the doorway and it's very shiny.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. I was mostly done. The last thing I wanted to say was that I did use magic this week. I made something grow. Or grow back? I felt that it was necessary, but I'm not ready to talk about it yet. So, yeah, that's all.
Jane, you want to go?
Sure. I'm sorry to barge in like this, everyone. I won't take up much time. I imagine you've all got mixed feelings seeing me here, and I don't blame you. This week, I was kind of a dick. I got overwhelmed and embarrassed and a million other things. And I commanded you all to stop. I know, it was my fault. I lashed out at you guys. And then I commanded myself not to fuck up anymore, except surprise, it didn't work. Because even if you have magic, you can't just change yourself from one second to the next. You don't get to be a better person without doing the work. And like, if that were the case, why would self-help books be such a thing, you know?
Focus, Jane. You were about to catalog all the ways you wronged us.
Deirdre!
She said, and I quote, "I'm not going to take up too much of your time."
No, she's right. I'm being self-indulgent and rambly, and I haven't valued the group in the way you all deserve. I get into these spirals about how hard my life has been, and I make things about me, just me, and then I stormed off because I didn't want to deal with the human drama of what? Having friends who are funny and smart and good to me, I guess? It sounds so absurd even as I'm saying it, but I want to be with you guys. I think I've been looking for you all my life.
Jane, are you saying you're in love with us?
Or is she proposing an orgy?
Oh my god. No, none of the above. No, you guys, I'm trying to be serious. I want to be better. I will be better.
Was that her John Cusack holding up the boombox moment?
Oh, yes.
No, it was her "you complete me" moment.
Yes, it was all of that.
Welcome back, Jane.
I think this is the part where we're all supposed to do a group hug, but can we just make it all go back to normal and eat the fancy cheese I'm guessing Leah brought?
It's Gruyere with cranberry.
Mm. Yeah, let's do that.
If you insist that I don't hug you, then fine, but know that I want to.
Okay.
I'll hug you, Erica.
All right, come on.
Finally, I have Christian alone. He's painstakingly tying his shoes. We haven't spoken since I lost my shit on him that night. He called me when I got admitted to the hospital, but I couldn't pick up. I didn't know what to say. I'm still not so sure what to say. So are you like a double bunny ear type, or like a loop it and pull it under type guy?
Huh?
I was just asking about the way you tie your shoelaces, never mind.
You feeling okay?
I'm fine. I mean, no, not really. I'm in pain and I just groveled to within an inch of my life and I've never felt more vulnerable, but my kidney is functioning. I'm on the mend. It feels like I don't even deserve such good luck. Christian, I'm so sorry for what I said that night. I'm truly, truly sorry.
I'm still so mad at you. If I start crying, I am gonna totally disappear right now.
No magic in group. I wish I could take it back, the things I said. I can't believe I said something so brutal to someone so awesome, but done with that shit. Pity party's over. I wanna go back to the way it was before. I'm really so.
If you say sorry again, oh my god.
I wasn't going to. I'm really so glad. I'm really glad. Okay, yeah, I was totally gonna say sorry. I've really missed you.
I've missed you too. Just don't ever do that again.
I swear.
Okay then. You don't have to hug everyone else, but you have to hug me.
Okay. Ooh, Christian, I feel like you just commanded me. Mm-hmm. You're right, this group is good.
Told you.
Don't think you're gonna get out of telling me every detail about you and Mateo. Hey, what are you? Do not disappear on me. Where are you? Come back here. Oh my god.
Hey everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. And they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
It's one of those perfect August New York nights when the overworked window AC units aren't dripping on you because everyone has the windows thrown open. I feel better than I have in a long time. So, this is what it's like to be somewhere in the realm of okay.
Hey!
Oh, hey.
Listen, about the other day, I...
What happened at the hospital?
Have you talked to the doctors?
Yeah, I have. They said it was a scientific miracle that my body was rejecting the kidney that morning, but somehow... What the hell, Leah? I thought you grew plants, not organs.
I make things grow.
Really burying the lead here.
I like to keep a low profile.
What's that supposed to mean?
Jane...
Yeah, no, I know. I took the power way too far, way too public.
You just, like, pick fights with me for, like, no reason. None at all.
I know. It's like a preschool flirt tactic I never outgrew.
A flirt tactic?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're a writer?
Hey, I mean... Yeah. I like you.
Well, I like you too.
Is that why you magicked my kidney into growing back?
No. I did it because I'm a nice person.
Jeez, can I make it up to you? Maybe we go out sometime?
Yeah, okay. What do you have in mind?
Can it be a surprise?
No.
No?
That is not going to work. Indoors? Outdoors. How am I supposed to know what to wear? Where is it even? Because if I take the train, it's one pair of shoes, but if I take the car, it's another, because you know I can't...
Okay. I'm taking you to my favorite garden in Red Hook. I'm going to pack a picnic.
Oh. Can I bring something?
Nope. No. I've got it covered. I'll bring the charcuterie board.
Sophisticated.
Yes, and a bottle of wine for you. And some sparkling water.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself juice and seltzer spritzers because I have a kidney to repair, Leah.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. A few days later, I'm lording over my perfect picnic spot for my date with Leah. It's behind a row of garden patches where people grow things I never think to eat, like cabbage and broccolini and squash. But it smells like the earth, and I hope Leah will like it.
Mom, I spent way too much money at the bookstore today.
Oh, what'd you buy?
Just some stuff to help with my writing.
Oh, well, book club. I have my iPad up, and just give me the titles.
Okay.
I'm actually on like a self-help kick.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, honey. Self-improvement is great. So wait, what'd you buy?
I bought 3 books, actually. So I got Weight Stop Impulse Control for Beginners.
You know what? Anyone would find that useful.
The Off-Roading Writer's Guide, Finding Your Story, and The Goddess's Guide to Girl Bossing. Mom, don't.
I'm sorry, Jane.
Do not interrupt my progress here. Okay, a lot of it is dedicated to harnessing creativity and passion and, like, finding your voice. Don't shame me.
Mm-hmm. No, really, this is wonderful. I want to harness my creativity, too. You know, we could do it together.
Sure, if you want to. I remember, didn't you want to try painting?
That's right, I did.
It's something good to focus on while I look for another job. I'll miss Ro and Charlie, but you know, I burned that bridge.
I know, honey, but now it's time to build new ones.
Jesus, Mom. Wait, did you write the girl boss book?
What's that sound? It sounds like you're talking to me through a pillowcase.
Oh, sorry. I'm using my shoulder to hold the phone. I'm trying to set up this picnic blanket, but it's so damn windy, just like wafting the aroma over to the squirrels who'll steal all my snacks.
Oh, they won't, honey.
Okay, you don't know New York squirrels like I do.
Well, a picnic sounds lovely. Are you meeting that woman with the balloon?
Mom. Okay, yes, but I've got to go protect my turf before she gets here. I love you.
And I love you. Thanks for calling me, and have a good time.
It's like she has a sixth sense or something. I spent an absurd amount of time planning this day. I bought so many types of cheeses, too. I can't pronounce any of them, which I'm taking to be a good sign. I even cleared the area of litter. One could say I am excited. I got here a little early and brought an actual notebook, which was one of the brainstorming tips in off-roading writing style. Without the judgment of the blinking cursor, you can unleash your raw creativity. Write what comes to you naturally without overthinking or controlling it. Okay, so it's a little cheesy, but I am the woman who just spent $50 on cheese. I open up to the first page and let go.
And thanks for listening to Revel. My name is Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole, and we're going to talk about episode 8 of Power Trip, the final episode. Many things happen.
The end.
Big turn of events after Jane kind of runs her new kidney into the ground. It is magically healed because Leah, who we thought really had some weird power where she, it's not weird, it's great, where she made plants grow, actually can make things grow and heal things. A strange and beautiful turn of events. I love it. And I wanted to know, what would you ask for? Like, what would you get healed?
So I have a horrible time getting up in the morning. It is so...
I knew this about you, actually.
Like, I am a chronic snoozer. Like, I can snooze forever. I just can't seem to open my eyes. I'm like so in dreamland, and it's really annoying for anyone around me because it's like just a loud alarm sound, not once, but like 5 times a morning. And it's just like, as a person on the outside, you're like, just get up, just arise, just wake up. And I am like a lead. I'm just lead. So that's what I would heal, because I just have this vision of myself being like a, like in that opening scene in Barbie where she just like, when I wake up, like she just like wakes up and it's like amazing. I want to be that person.
Hi,
like be like, oh, I not only if I stop snoozing, like would I just get up earlier? It would just be like, I'd also be a person that runs in the morning. Who like, you know.
Oh, okay. Wow. You've really escalated.
Yeah. I'd become a morning person. I want to heal my night owl tendencies because I like the same issue that I have, like a reverse issue going to bed. I just like could read for hours. I like when everyone else is asleep and you're just like alone with your story. So.
That is really a nice time to be by yourself. I guess the thing is that like, do you even need someone to
magically heal or, you know, help you through this ailment when you could just start going to bed earlier and then waking up earlier, like changing your sleep schedule.
No.
Wait, and then also
actual change that I can make.
Tell the listeners, didn't you try this peppermint situation? Didn't you a time where you
went to somebody and was like, help me. They were like, rub peppermint on your hands and sniff it in the morning.
And then did it work?
It does help a little. I mean, I think the thing that's the most helpful is like not just lying there on your phone.
It's not going to work.
You don't keep your phone in your room?
I do. I do keep my phone in my room as an alarm, but I don't look at it. Like, I really like doing nothing in the morning. So I can get up early, but it's not to be ambitious or look dope like Barbie does or anything like that. I make a pour over and I watch it drip. It is the most dull spiritual experience.
It sounds meditative. It sounds like you're meditating.
And then I try to sit outside a little bit. Maybe that's it too, is that if you could do something fun and chill in the morning, there might be more of a motivation. But I get it. I also understand that it's just hard.
I love a jigsaw puzzle. So maybe...
You might be onto something. Get up, make coffee.
Maybe that could get me out of the bed in the morning.
And do a jigsaw for maybe 10 minutes. I could get into that.
Yeah.
Man. This is the new morning plan. We have a new morning plan together.
Keep me on text. I'll text you tomorrow when you're asleep because you're in California. I'd be like, jigsawing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So Jane gets her kidney healed by her love interest. We are rooting for them. And also does the right thing, which is to make amends with Bruce. And I love this because there would have been an older, less evolved version of Jane that was doing it because she wanted to absolve herself. Mm-hmm. And in this scene, she's just trying to say, I fucked up. But I appreciated the earnestness of the apology and Bruce's stance where he was being kind and also totally honest that he hopes they never see each other again.
I know. Set the boundary in a humane way. It also has the burned lip sequence, which is like possibly one of my favorite just little small parts. Just like I have to watch as an asshole as he burns his lip.
and then when we were kind of crafting that scene, I'm like, who makes a latte that is too hot that she walked 5 city blocks and it's still too, it should not be that hot when you take the first sip. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm mad about it.
It's like 90% milk.
And so we end on a hopeful note in terms of what Jane is going to be up to, trying to figure out her situation with her job and her writing and potentially this romance with Leah. And, you know, I mean, I love this romance with Leah just because you see it coming from a million miles away because of how antagonistic it is when they're first introduced. You're just like, okay, they're going to end up together because when you hate someone that much that you're hot for, then it's inevitable, right? According to the tropes of all romance of all time, this is something that will happen, and I love it. And it is one of my favorite tropes.
Enemies to lovers, I feel like there's Elizabeth and Darcy is like the hallmark.
Yep. Everything is striving to be that, you know?
Yeah. It's absolutely true. And this is like the world's saddest love triangle because one person is like sort of being forced to be someone he's not. An epic enemies to lovers story is unfolding, you know, it's like, that's really the romance. And then he's just like kind of there like, wait, I thought it was a love triangle, but it wasn't, you know.
You're right. You're right. Like, could you even call this a love triangle that could live in the realm of Edward, Jacob, Bella type situation? You know, what's your iconic love triangle? Like, what is it?
Oh my goodness. There's one in this Cassandra Clare YA romance fantasy series that I just love, which is like, it's called Clockwork Angel, and it's like Tess, and now I'm forgetting the boy's name. Oh my God.
Well, the boys are an important.
Will, what, Tess?
Fuck
Will,
the boys. It's more Jem.
Fuck them. Yeah. It's Tess, Will, and Jem. And like, one's like the bad boy with a secret, which makes him behave horribly, but like in a hot way. And then one is like the sweet friend who's like always there for her and can be emotionally available. So naturally, I'm like, oh, what's the one that's like kind of a mystery to be solved? Because that's the one I'm going to go to. But the reason it's so great is because he's secretly really sweet and he has this like wonderful reason for behaving the way he does. Like, he's trying to save his loved ones because of like a, now I'm spoiling, but I love that love triangle so much. And then like the iconic one in cinema, I mean, you've got Hunger, like these are all YA novels as well, which I love. So like Hunger Games and Twilight, PETA, absolutely. You can bake her bread.
I am fully team PETA. Like 100%. And yeah, you mentioned the bread baking. And I'm like, I forgot that he was a baker. What a babe. And what a sweetheart. Although in the movie, it's hysterical how they portrayed the camouflage. Because like for people, for not a spoiler, because who hasn't read it or seen it? But in the book, he was good at camouflage because he decorates cakes. I think that's actually true, right? So when he camouflages himself in the river in the movie, it's comedic gold. They didn't know that they were making a comedy. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, well, anyway.
One of the best kinds. I was so team Edward as a kid. I had like a sweatshirt with Edward Cullen quotes on it. Not even from the movie, from the book.
Wow.
Like before there was a movie.
Incredible. Yeah. Next level. Yeah. Okay, well, we gotta dig that out of storage, or we gotta find that on eBay. And we gotta see it. All right, well, I think that's it. That wraps our show.
That wraps our season.
That wraps our season. That was it was such a joy to discuss with you and to work on the show with you. Thank you, Nicole. Glad we got to chat about this.
Yes, absolutely.
And to the listeners, thanks for coming to Revel. See you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that. As well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please, join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner.
Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanacott, with digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.